Om Shanti. So, I hope everybody is still energetic. Yes? So, I request all of the brothers and sisters sitting behind to come to the front, if that's okay. So, we won't be having a break. We will continue with the next session, which is a wonderful topic on wisdom, learning, living and leading. So we've been listening for the past 2 days about knowledge, about information. Today we'll be learning about wisdom. So what is the difference, how we can imbibe this wisdom into our lives, learn things and apply those things in our life. So we have, to enlighten us about this topic, we have our guest of honor, Dr. Kala Gowda B. Gudasi, Vice Chancellor, Karnataka University. Professor B. S. Satyanarayana, Vice Chancellor, G.D. Goenka University, Gurugram. B. K. Krina Benji, Senior Rajyuga Teacher, Mumbai. I request all of the dignitaries to kindly take their seats on stage. We'll begin with a minute of meditation. So we won't be having a break. Thank you so much for your patience, and I hope it will continue for next couple of minutes too. So I request once again all of you who are sitting at the back to kindly take the seats in the front. And now we'll begin the session with a minute of meditation. I request our sisters to welcome the guests on stage with slats and badges. Thank you, sisters. Without wasting much time, I would like to now invite Brahmakumari Krina Benji. She has been associated with Brahmakumaris for the past 43 years. A graduate in commerce from Mumbai University, she is an active member in business and industry wing of Brahmakumaris since 1990 as a trainer in giving training programs on various topics like self-managing leadership, stress-free living. She has a specialization in conducting workshops, seminars, conferences, retreats in various parts of India as well as headquarters, that is Mount Abu, Rajasthan. She's also participated in 4 United Nations projects, A Million Minutes of Peace, a global initiative, Global Cooperation for a Better World, I Pledge for Peace, and a rally from Mumbai to Delhi during International Youth Year, in which our organization was represented at the United Nations. So I request BK Krina Didiji to enlighten us on the topic wisdom, learning, living and leading.
Om Shanti. Distinguished guests on the stage, Dr. Kala Gowda, Karnataka University, Dr. Satyanarayana from Gurugram, Sneha Ben, and all my dear brothers and sisters, our guests present for this beautiful concept of education. And I believe most of you all must be a part of education itself. Education ka matlab hi hai seekhte jana. Aur kehte hain, jab bhi seekhne ko mile, samjho wo aapke jeevan ka best period hai. Vaise jo topic hai, wisdom for leading, living. विजडम किसको कहते हैं? एक शब्द हमने सुना है इंफॉर्मेशन, दूसरा शब्द सुना है नॉलेज और तीसरा शब्द है विजडम. हम कहां पर है आज? वर्ल्ड में तूफान की तरह इंफॉर्मेशन है. हम जहां से भी चाहे इन्फॉर्मेशन प्राप्त कर सकते हैं, इन्फॉर्मेशन की कोई कमी नहीं है और आज हर एक इंटरेस्टेड है कोई ना कोई इन्फॉर्मेशन पाने के लिए। तरह तरह की इन्फॉर्मेशन हमारे अंदर आती है, कानों से, आंखों द्वारा, मीडिया द्वारा, जहां भी जाते हैं, छोटे बच्चे द्वारा, बस इन्फॉर्मेशन ही इन्फॉर्मेशन आती है। तो यही इन्फॉर्मेशन नॉलेज में कब बदलती है? जब उस इन्फॉर्मेशन में से ऐसी कुछ बातें हैं जो मैं अप्रिशिएट करने लगती हूं, मैं समझने लगती हूं और उसका एक इंप्रेशन मेरे अंदर पड़ जाता है, वही इंफॉर्मेशन नॉलेज में बदल जाती है। आई कैन से आई हैव दिस नॉलेज। और वही नॉलेज जब हम यूटिलाइज करने लगते हैं, क्योंकि हमें लगता है अब हमारे पास अथॉरिटी है उस इंफॉर्मेशन की, उस अथॉरिटी से हम उसे कार्य में लगाने लगते हैं, अपने प्रति, औरों के प्रति, और उससे जो हमें अनुभव प्राप्त होता है वो धीरे धीरे हमारे विजडम का भाग बनने लगता है। पर कौन सा कार्य, कौन सी इंप्लीमेंटेशन, वो नहीं कि जिसका फ्रूट मिलता है लेकिन वो बहुत शॉर्ट टर्म्ड होता है, वो व्यक्ति ने लॉन्ग टर्म सोचा ही नहीं है कि मैं जो ये करने वाला हूं उसका कॉन्सिक्वेंसेस क्या होगा, मे बी आफ्टर 40 years 50 years, ये उसने नहीं सोचा है। बस उसने किया, उसको अच्छा प्रॉफिट उससे मिला, अच्छा बेनिफिट मिला, उसी को विजडम समझ के चलते हैं। और कई बार वही व्यक्ति ऐसी सिचुएशन में फंस जाता है कि सो कॉल्ड विजडम भी काम नहीं करता है। तो विजडम एक्चुअली क्या है? विजडम इज समथिंग दैट विल एवर लास्ट विद इन अस, एवर लास्टिंग। उसमें कभी परिवर्तन आ ही नहीं सकता, उसका अनुभव बढ़ता जा सकता है, बट देयर कैन नॉट बी एनी अल्टरनेटिव। इतना जो सॉलिड है उसे विजडम कहेंगे। इट विल ऑलवेज बी विथ मी, इट विल ऑलवेज पास टू अदर्स, एंड येट इट विल गेट मोर एंड मोर एक्यूमुलेटेड विद इन मी। सो वी हैव टू आस्क अवर सेल्फ कि हम इन तीनों में से कौन से स्तर पर है और क्या हम विजडम तक जा सकते हैं? क्यों नहीं जा सकते? जब इंफॉर्मेशन का हक हर एक को है तो विजडम का हक क्यों नहीं है? आई थिंक द यूनिवर्स गिव्स अस इक्वल राइट्स फॉर एवरीथिंग। इट कैन नॉट बी लेबल्ड ओनली फॉर फ्यू, थोड़ों के लिए नहीं होता है। हर एक व्यक्ति के अंदर इतना पोटेंशियल है, इतनी क्षमता, इतनी शक्ति, इतनी एनर्जी है कि वो अपने को विजडम तक ले जा सकता है, भले उसे कोई नोबल प्राइज ना मिले, वेदर ही इज रिकग्नाइज्ड और नॉट, पर वो विजडम का अधिकारी जरूर बन सकता है। क्योंकि एज द सब्जेक्ट सेज कि जब आपके अंदर विजडम का एक्सपीरियंस बढ़ता जाता है, आप अपनी लाइफ को लीड कर सकते हैं, आप अपनी लाइफ को एंजॉय कर सकते हैं, लिव कर सकते हैं, लर्न करते जा सकते हैं। योर एक्साइटमेंट फॉर लिविंग, योर एंथुजियाज्म फॉर लिविंग विल ऑलवेज कंटिन्यू। आपने देखा होगा ऐसे कई लीडर्स अलग अलग फील्ड के, बहुत रिसर्च करने के बाद, बहुत सबको डिस्ट्रीब्यूट करने के बाद, अपने पास जो वेल्थ था नॉलेज का वो डिस्ट्रीब्यूट करते करते, अनेकों को जॉब, करियर, बिजनेस के लायक बनाते बनाते, एक टाइम आता है जब वो पीछे मुड़ के देखता है और पूछता है अपने आप को, मैं ये सब क्यों किया? Why did I do all this? What was I going to get? Was it enlightenment with my purpose of this existence? अचानक उसको कुछ वैक्यूम लगने लगता है, जैसे हम कहीं ट्रैवल कर रहे हैं और अचानक एक क्रॉस रोड आता है और हम अलझन में आ जाते हैं कि मुझे ये रास्ते से जाना है कि ये रास्ते से जाना है। ऐसे हर एक व्यक्ति को लाइफ में एक बार आता है, इवन द लीडर्स, सो कॉल्ड लीडर्स। जैसे फॉर एग्जाम्पल, आइंस्टाइन हैज डन सो मच फॉर अस इन द फील्ड ऑफ साइंस। ही इज कंसिडर्ड टू बी वन ऑफ द ग्रेटेस्ट साइंटिस्ट। पर उन्होंने खुद पूछा एक बार, अगर मुझे पता चलता कि मैं कौन हूं तो मैं शायद स्वर्ग ही ले आता धरती पर। क्योंकि साइंटिस्ट का मेन मोटो क्या होता है, हम सबको सुविधाएं, एक समाज में सिस्टम सुविधाएं पैदा करें ताकि लोग बहुत कंफर्टेबल रीति से जिए। पर उसने महसूस किया कि यह तो बहुत बड़ा गैप है अंदर। ऐसे ही फिलोसफी के फील्ड में अपने स्वामी विवेकानंद जी, जिनको स्पिरिचुअल लीडर भी कहते हैं, बहुत लेक्चर्स दिए, बहुत बुक्स बनाई, बहुत मेडिटेशन किया, आखिर में एक दिन वो स्वामी रामकृष्ण परमहंस को मिलते हैं, दरवाजा नॉक करते हैं तो अंदर से गुरुजी कहते हैं, कौन हो भाई? एकदम साइलेंट हो गए स्वामी। वापस नॉक किया, अंदर से फिर, अरे कौन हो भाई? फिर जवाब देते हैं विवेकानंद जी, यही तो जानने के लिए आया हूं। ही सडनली गॉट एनलाइटेंड एट दैट टाइम, दैट मोमेंट, कि सचमुच मैं कौन हूं। ये स्वामी का टाइटल तो दूसरे कोई देते हैं ना, मैं कौन हूं, मुझे यही जानना है। तुरंत रामकृष्ण परमहंस जी ने दरवाजा खोल दिया, प्लीज कम, वेलकम, यू आर द राइट स्टूडेंट। हम सबने कभी पूछा है लाइफ में, मैं कौन हूं? हमेशा लेबल्स लगाए बचपन से, पेरेंट्स का लेबल, ये बॉडी का लेबल, नाम मिलता है ना, सब प्रकार के लेबल्स तो बहुत लगाए हैं, पर सारे टेम्पररी, कभी भी बदल सकते हैं। एक चीफ इंजीनियर था सालों से कंपनी में, उसके बॉस ने एक दिन बुलाया और पूछा, मुझे एक सिंपल प्रश्न पूछना है आपसे, आप कौन हो? तो उसने कहा, सर आई एम द चीफ इंजीनियर ऑफ योर कंपनी। नो आई एम नॉट आस्किंग व्हाट यू आर डूइंग, बिकॉज दैट इंजीनियरिंग वर्क इज अ पार्ट ऑफ योर डूइंग, नॉट योर बीइंग, हु आर यू? फिर वापस उन्होंने कहा, फिर से पूछा, वो सोच में पड़ गया, 20 सालों से मैं इस कंपनी में इंजीनियरिंग डिपार्टमेंट में हूं। सर आई एम वेरी श्योर आई एम द चीफ इंजीनियर ऑफ योर कंपनी। बोला, नो यू स्टिल नॉट अंडरस्टूड, इफ इन अनदर 3 years एट योर एज ऑफ रिटायरमेंट यू आर रिलीव्ड फ्रॉम द कंपनी, देन हु शैल यू बी? तब कौन होंगे आप? फिर बहुत गहराई से सोचने लगा, सर परहैप्स द एक्स चीफ इंजीनियर। जो लेबल इतना लगा हुआ है, वी कंटिन्यू इवन आफ्टर वी आर नॉट एक्स। अब पूछिए अपने आप से, मैं कौन हूं? फ्रॉम देयर द डोर टू विजडम बिगिंस। अगर आपको सचमुच अपना जीवन लीड करना है, जीना है, आपको सीखते जाना है, यू वॉन्ट टू बी द मास्टर ऑफ योर लाइफ, एक ही सीक्रेट है, मैं कौन हूं? और उसके बाद बहुत सारे क्वेश्चंस फॉलो करते हैं ऑटोमेटिकली, बट ऑटोमेटिकली आपकी जो बुद्धि है ना, जो वो मशीन है काम करने वाला, वो बुद्धि ऑटोमेटिकली दूसरे प्रश्नों पर जाएगी। मैं क्यों हूं, मैं क्या हूं, कहां से आया हूं, किस लिए आया हूं, मेरा कौन है, बहुत सारे प्रश्न हैं। एवरीथिंग कैन बिकम अ पार्ट ऑफ नॉलेज, एवरीथिंग दैट इज सप्लाइड हियर, बट दैट ओनली कैन बी विजडम विच विल इमर्ज फ्रॉम विद इन फॉर योर सेल्फ। इसीलिए कई बार किसी को बहुत बड़ा अवार्ड मिलता है, बट ही इज देयर विदाउट एनी फीलिंग, उसके अंदर नहीं फील हो रहा है। एवरीबडी इज अप्रिशिएटिंग, अप्लॉड कर रहे, उसको अंदर नहीं फील हो रहा है, बिकॉज मे बी दो दैट अवार्ड वॉज नॉट इन लाइन ऑफ हिज ओन पर्पज, उसके पर्पज की लाइन में नहीं था। वो तो ठीक है, उसका पर्पज उससे भी हायर होगा। जब उसे कुछ वैसा मिलेगा तब वो सेटिस्फाइड होगा। तो अपना विजडम जो है ना अंदर का, वो हमारे पर्पज के लाइन में बहुत बहुत एक्यूरेट रहता है, इसलिए वो शॉर्ट टर्म नहीं होता है। पूरी जिंदगी भर अपने साथ अपने खजाने के रूप में रहता है, एंड यू डोंट फील द ईगो ऑफ इट एट ऑल, जरा भी नहीं। ये बहुत बड़ा कंडीशन है जो अंदर से निकलता है, उसका कभी ईगो नहीं होता है। बाहर से आपको जितना मिलेगा सबका ईगो होगा, यहां तक कि अपने बच्चों का भी ईगो होगा। इट कैन बी फॉर एनीथिंग, बट इफ यू वॉन्ट टू विन ओवर ईगो, ट्राई टू टर्न विद इन एंड योर डोर टू विजडम विल ओपन अप वेरी सून। थैंक यू सो मच, थैंक यू फॉर गिविंग मी दिस चांस स्नेहबेन, थैंक यू सो मच। ओम शांति।
थैंक यू सो मच दीदी। द एसेंस वॉज टू चेक आवरसेल्फ्स, वेयर डू वी बिलोंग टू, आर वी एट द स्टेज ऑफ इन्फॉर्मेशन knowledge, or we have begin to assimilate and change that into wisdom. And she said the doors of wisdom open only when we are aligned with our purpose. Thank you so much, Didi. Now I request our next guest, Dr. K.B. Gudasi ji. He is a Vice Chancellor, Karnataka University. He is presented more than 17 papers and published research publications in international journals, 106 research publications. He has 5 research projects to his credit. His areas of research are coordination compounds towards different biological activities like anti-inflammatory activity, antimicrobial activity, plant growth promoters, etc., dendritic molecules of structural importance, of medicinal importance, polymers for separation of liquids, for separation of gases, for controlled release of drugs, material chemistry, that is molecular sensor for toxic metals, petroleum feed and product analysis. He's a PhD and MPhil. He's awarded 19 PhDs, MPhil, 1 MPhil he is awarded, working for PhD for 3 PhDs. So his awards and recognitions, to name a few: Indo-Hungarian Educational Exchange Program Fellowship 2007, Indo-Russian Joint Research Fellowship 2009, Commonwealth Fellowship 2010, Honorable Fellow of Karnataka Science and Technology Academy. So he has visited many countries abroad for various projects, and also has education exchange programs with various universities. He has delivered talk on polyphosphorines at University of Sieged, Hungary. So he's been delivering talks in different universities abroad too. His administrative experience: he was a development officer from Dharwad, Karnataka University, Dharwad, director, Center for Excellence in Polymer Science, president, PG Gymkhana, Karnataka University, Dharwad, from 2014 to 2015, director, Dharwad Regional Science Center, vice chancellor presently, vice chancellor, Karnataka University, Dharwad, since September 2020. So I request
Dr. K.B. Kurasi ji to address us.
Om Shanti. Good afternoon to everyone here. Before I start my speech, I would like to admit few things here. I am aware of the fact that this auditorium is full of great personalities, spiritual leaders who are preaching spirituality for many decades. They are preaching spirituality, soul, consciousness, happiness, etc. The Baba, the Didis, sisters and brothers have established this great temple of spirituality and spreading light not only in India but to the whole world. So, I dare not talk on these topics because of my minimal content. But yes, I am the end user of the products given by Brahma Kumari Vishwavidyalaya, Vedas, Upanishads and Vachanas of 12th century. We live in uncertain time and sometimes even it looks dangerous as well. We need to know where and how to navigate to keep ourselves safe as we pursue our individual life journeys. Wisdom for living is an invaluable resource and guide, of course, for strengthening, developing and accessing our own inherent nature. Let me take to start with the wisdom as an equipment with due permission from Didi. It is available to everyone, as he said. Yet, like the GPS we use in cars or the mobiles, we need to learn to access it, to use it, and to trust it. People often equate this wisdom with intelligence or being knowledgeable. But in reality, it is not so. If we have to differentiate between these two in simple words, I can put it like this. Knowledge is knowing what to say, while wisdom is knowing when to say it. Wisdom is also about knowing when and how to use our knowledge, being able to put the situations in perspective and how to impart it to others. As given in my introduction, I am from Karnataka University, Dharwad. I want to say one thing here. The emblem of my university consists, or a sentence goes like this, Arive Guru, meaning wisdom itself is Guru. So this is in our emblem itself, and the whole university is going in the same line. Lord Basavanna, a great social reformer of 12th century in Karnataka, says, just let me read it in Kannada and then I will try to explain it. Please bear with me. Nuru odi, Nuru kelidarenu, Ashe hariyadu, Roshe bidadu, Majjana keradu falavenu, ಮಾತಿನಂತೆ ಮನವಿಲ್ಲದ ಜಾತಿ ಡೊಂಬರ ನೋಡಿ ನಗುವನಯ್ಯ ನಮ್ಮ ಕೂಡಲ ಸಂಗಮ ದೇವ. ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಕಾಮನ್ ಪರ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ದಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಸಮನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ರೆಡ್ ಹಂಡ್ರೆಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬುಕ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸಮನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗೇನ್ ದೇರ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಡಾಕ್ಟರೇಟ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಫೇಮಸ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸಿಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಇಫ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಹರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೆನಿ ಮೆನಿ ಎಲಿಮಿನರೀಸ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಲೀಡರ್ಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಸಚ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಈಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ವಿಸ್ಡಮ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಮಿಸ್ಕನ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಸೇ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವಿಸ್ಡಮ್ ಕಾಂಟ್ ಬಿ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ದ ಮಿಯರ್ ಆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಿಸ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಟು ವಾಯ್ಸ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸೌಂಡ್ ಅಡ್ವೈಸ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ನೆಸೆಸರಿಲಿ ಎನ್ಶ್ಯೂರ್ ದ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಫಾರ್ಮೇಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಸ್ಡಮ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಯೂಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಫಾಲೋ ದೇರ್ ಓನ್ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ದೆನ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೂಡಲ ಸಂಗಮ ವಿಲ್ ಲಾಫ್ ಆಟ್ ಸಚ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ವಚನ ಅನ್ಫಾರ್ಚುನೇಟ್ಲಿ ವಿಸ್ಡಮ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕಮ್ ಆಟೋಮ್ಯಾಟಿಕಲಿ ವಿತ್ ಏಜ್ ಅನ್ಲೆಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಂಟಿಲ್ ದೇ ಪುಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸಿಸ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಗುಡ್ ಯೂಸ್ ಲರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸಿಸ್ lead to wisdom. Let me give a simple life example here, because according to me, wisdom comes from experiential learning. Just imagine a small village, rainy season, heavy rains, it was monsoon, it was pouring down. I'd like to take to that village for some time. The conventional belief and the practice of that people of that village was, on every new moon day, they used to bring a coconut with the blessings of nearby Swamiji, and they used to make puja, they used to keep it on that and do puja for the whole month. Next new moon day, they used to replace it by the other blessed coconut. So this was the practice. If one could not do this, they used to replace that coconut with a coin, and they used to make puja for this coin till the coconut is replaced. So this was the practice. One night, a coin was placed because the father could not go to the matha. It was a joint family. The mother saw that the coin was missing. It was a big news. Then when father came to know that, there were 3 kids in the house. He started beating them. A heavy beating was there. Even after that, the children did not agree that they have stolen it or they have taken it up. Then with a lot of anger, he sent those 3 kids out of the house in that night, which was a very, very heavy raining. The mother did not say anything at that moment of time, because the father was giving the punishment for a wrong thing. It was his wisdom, and to keep herself mum for some time was her wisdom. The kids were crying. It could not move the father. Almost after 3 hours, then after 1 hour, then the motherhood of the mother overcome the wisdom. She started fighting with the father, come on, let us allow the kids in. Father said no. Then she started fighting. The fighting went long. Then after her long persistence, he allowed in. And this took almost 3 hours. Imagine, shivering, heavy rain, cold, lot of wind, but still father made the 3 kids to stand outside in that dark, pitch dark, for 3 hours. And one of those kids is me itself. Then, after a week or so, my father gave me a note, 20 rupees note. I'm talking about early 70s. 20 rupee note, which was that pink note, to bring something from the shop. I don't know what happened. During my travel, that means going towards the shop, I lost it. Can you believe my mental status then? For 25 rupees, my father had made to stand outside in that dark, pitch dark night with so much of pouring down. What would be the case with the 20 rupees? Because 20 rupees then, it was a huge amount. Then after some time, he asked my mother, why is not it come? She slowly said, he has already come, but standing outside. Then he said, why? He has lost that 20 rupee note. You know what immediately the father said, so what? What is that great loss? If he has lost it without any intention, allow him in. Come on, this is the wisdom of that father. And whatever the experience that was there, it became a wisdom of mine. So this is the experiential thing that converts the information, as Dizzy was telling, into knowledge and then into wisdom. So ultimately, the wisdom is the product of an experience, but not a mere reading or listening. This is what I mean personally from wisdom. Of course, when we come to a leadership stage, a great leadership requires wisdom rather than a formula for management or managerial approach. Any organization you can take, it may be a team, it may be a community, it may be a group, or in general, it can be more than random individuals arranged together. A group has a purpose always and expects someone to lead. Sometimes that purpose is clear, sometimes not. The group may struggle to name that purpose truly and of course strongly. Whether they know it or not, the group looks for a leader who will articulate that purpose. Wisdom transforms good leaders into great leaders. If I have to take a leader, maybe a vice chancellor in a university. At least 4 things are required for him, or 4 arts. 1, draw out and create a new story in organization, that is, newer ideas and policies to lift the institution. That is the first requirement. 2nd would be, to find and leverage or encourage the brilliance of the people. This should be there, otherwise the leader will not be respected. Then the leader has to speak with promise to restore meaning and hope in the employees. Otherwise employees will feel lost out. Then fourth, he should show grace in dealing with the most demanding people. One needs wisdom in all these cases. Of course, the previous day, in the morning, Dizzy was telling that never take a decision when you are angry. A great message. I think my many fellow vice chancellors are here. Let me take an example for any of the university. If the students or the colleagues come on strike for an unreasonable demand, it hurts him and naturally it pushes him into anger. If he expresses his anger or unhappiness and starts shouting at them, the situation may go out of control. Instead, handle it coolly, buy some time so that you can convince them at a later stage. The situation is controlled, so the wisdom has come for rescue. So for any leader, wisdom is a must. As previously said, so wisdom need not be from your own life or life experiences. We have to take them from others' life experiences also. Similarly, the Brahma Kumaris and all the spiritual leaders are having lot to give. How much is taken, it depends upon us. Out of the taken quantity, how much is practiced? Again, it depends on the individual. So friends, let us take as much as possible to lead a peaceful life and have a peaceful world. Thank you for the opportunity. It was a great experience at Jnana Sarovar. I think if permitted, I would like to call it as Jnana Sagar. To be amongst the spiritual leaders and start thinking towards wisdom. Thank you so much. Namaste.
Thank you so much. There is a time constraint, so I hope everybody understands. Our next guest speaker, we have Professor B.S. Satyanarayana Ji. He is a Vice Chancellor, G.D. Goenka University. He holds a PhD from Department of Engineering, University of Cambridge, UK. And he has 30 years of experience working in entrepreneurial ventures, R&D, and innovation-enabling environments, building new teams, heading and transforming diverse organizations. He has also worked as the advisor in the Environment, Science and Technology Office of the Embassy of the Government of USA in India and contributed to Indo-US dialogue and partnership. He has worked in industry, R&D, academic, consultancy and diplomatic environments in India, Japan and UK and with partners in USA, EU, China, South Korea, Singapore and Russia. As a founder, Vice Chancellor of C.V. Raman Global University, he was instrumental in implementing NEP 2020, linking skill and knowledge seamlessly using a new pedagogy with a multidisciplinary experiential learning-based approach. As a freelance consultant, he supported many industry, academics, and R&D organizations on diverse issues. These include strategy, innovation, manufacturing 4.0 for Atmanirbharta and change management, ESG, sustainability and circular economy, capacity building through L&D, higher education and skilling, NEP 2020 implementation and compliance, and he's also into academic collaborations, which have his efforts have led to academic collaborations of over rupees 1,000 crores and of R&D activity and skilling linked infrastructure, over 75 plus industry based labs and courses, 50 plus startups, next generation skilling and disruptive technology enabled product and process development. He has enabled over 25 plus successful accreditations, multiple UGC, state agencies and other compliance agencies reviews during the same period. He has over 150 plus peer-reviewed publications. He also guides PhD scholars and many PG students. So it is a honor having you today here, sir. Over to Professor B.S. Satyanarayana ji.
Om Shanti. I am sort of a bit nervous at the moment because even the preamble that I wanted to say, Professor Gudesi took it away. And anyway, many experts have already spoken right from the morning, and I have an unenviable task of being between lunch and also the last speaker. So most of the things I wanted to say is already said, and lunch is away in there, and even earlier, whatever I was supposed to say in 15 minutes, I might have to now say it in 10 minutes. But then I don't grudge that. I'm happy with that in a way, because I have to now change everything that I have to say, so if I make some sense, great. If not, if it is nonsense, please pardon me. Okay. But at the same time, I think we are in a most exciting time ever in the history of mankind. I am sure you all know we are sitting in the fountainhead of knowledge of the Brahma Kumaris, Jnana Sarovar. I mean, they have clearly enunciated that we are in the age or the cusp between moving from Kali Yuga to Satyuga, or moving from the age of iron to back to the age of gold. Satyuga in general also, I mean, we say it's an age of truth, age of knowledge, age of, righteousness, age of, respect and dignity for every living human being. So that is what our Puranas have also been saying for ages. So now, what I want to do is say, what is this educator-architect future generation, or architects of future generation, and the correlation to wisdom for learning, living and, leading has to got to do with this whole of this concept. Because I think, as I said, the whole country, the whole world is transferring. We are in the middle of the knowledge economy. Already people have said big data analytics. I mean, Karina already explained how the data is exploding. And therefore, in this context, with the age of knowledge era, and we are in the age of automation, big data analytics, what has happened is everything we thought we could do for a living, what we could make for an earning, and whatever the material world expected us to do, if it is routine, it's going to be automated. If something has to be done, it has to go beyond that routine automation to truly leveraging the sixth sense that God has given us human beings. That is bringing in, creative ability, intellectual ability, critical thinking, analytical thinking, empathy for human beings, which a machine cannot do. All of this have to be brought together. And that can only happen when we not just get some information. I'll not define even information, wisdom, knowledge. But we have already defined information and knowledge by itself are not enough. We truly need to have wisdom, and that wisdom, again, as rightly mentioned, just doesn't come overnight. It has to come through a penance and an experiential learning, years of ages, or sometimes, as you said, penance through thought process and linking multiple domains of knowledge together, you have to bring it out. So that is the opportunity that, say, for example, as I said, I want to be another maybe 5 minutes and finish what I have to say. Bring it or correlate it to teachers, education, and why we are talking about, because now, as I said, we are in the middle of the knowledge economy. If everybody and every joint, so we say education 4.0, what does it mean? It means, ability to learn, unlearn and relearn, or ability to skill, upskill and reskill. Anything that, knowledge life cycles have reduced drastically. Latest data says that with amount of data, amount of computation, what used to happen in 40 years today happens in 75 days. Product life cycles are even shorter. You just buy a phone in 3 months, you're just throwing it away. It doesn't mean anything. You're lost. So in this space, we, the teachers, the educators, who are privileged, when everybody is going to pay through their nose to learn, we are being paid to learn and educate somebody. And if it has to be repeated like a parrot as we have been doing over the last 75 years, the computer will do it. I am not needed. So, and plus most people are losing job next, left, right, center. A teacher today can work even up to 75. Nothing can stop them. So this is a most exciting and an interesting opportunity for the teacher. And for him to truly leverage this unique privilege, if he cannot do experiential learning, imbibe or cultivate or develop this wisdom, and through that wisdom, deliver the learning in an exciting way, an enticing way, to the student. And from there, create his ability to research, to find out newer innovation or ways of living, better improved way of living. And from that improved way of living, how to now create new things for the change. That is where create the leadership. Because see, most things are changing, and the pace that it changes, you need, and the leader has to be again coming from this knowledge economy. As we said, everything was fine. We were working business as usual. COVID has disrupted everything. And so as we said, now same is this, and knowledge, again, if you look at our Vedas, it said, as already said earlier by Sister Karina, say, she mentioned, say, it's consciousness, wisdom. So that's what, if you say the essence of the Vedas, the four Mahavakyas, the first Mahavakya is Prajnanam Brahma. Consciousness is of the Brahman, or ultimate knowledge is ultimate, or awareness of self is the highest achieving capability. So that is what is knowledge. And if you look at the other part of the, one of the other is Tattvamasi. So it means thou art that. So what are we talking about knowledge? We are now talking of knowledge economy, we are talking of sustainable development. So sustainable development means it is not development of just myself, but the inanimate and the animate, living creatures to the truck, the river, to everything. So all this has always been in our knowledge system. So as a teacher, can I imbibe this original knowledge? Can I leverage the science and technology? Can I bring in through NEP? What does NEP want us to do? I'll finish in another 1 minute. Bring this knowledge in? Because NEP is mandating that, you see, the age of rote learning, tote jaise rate ratai padhai ke din khatam hoge. The age of data, just to know information, click of a button, as again Sister Sneha also mentioned. You just get information, the click of the button. So how do you go beyond the know, to do, to understand, to then implement something new? Understand beyond it to solve problems with critical thinking, creative thinking, analytical thinking. And not just do as is, but bring in empathy and correlation to the society. So that, that is where the bigger wisdom comes in. So how do we bring all of this together into our day-to-day activity? And everyone, we have, in spite of all of this, being aware in our original knowledge system, and best of the developed world also doing, following our simple Gurukula system, had every one of them. You would see that the same teacher in a Gurukula is teaching one set of students, give them an extreme activity, he will make the next set of students do one more activity, and from their activity, when they come back with a question, because of their experiential learning, he would say how you could now refine it so that they have imbibed in it. It is ingrained in them, embedded in them. So that is what is experiential learning. It is always there. We lost it. But if I go to Cambridge and Oxford, they have a tutorial process, and every student has one or two mentors, and they facilitate it. But so now the new education policy is saying, please go back to that. From your, don't do just rote learning or just give some information, because even if I give a PPT, my student just needs 5 seconds more to trace where I bring that PPT. So it is, as again, Dr. Milind mentioned, so we are now facilitators. We are people who prod them and direct them again to the age of learners, because we are the age of learners. We are all learners. Only thing is, we bring in our additional experience to give a better direction to the learner. So that learner or enabling learner has to make sure that he creates first and foremost excitement in the knowledge through the information. And that information with practicing learning should develop inquiry. The inquiry with more experiential learning should create ideation, innovation, inspiration, which then with more experiential learning, multidisciplinary experiential learning, should lead to implementation. And that implementation should again have the whole, because education, as we said, is about, typically if it is job-giving education, it is knowledge, skill and attitude. But then at the higher level, if it has to add more value, it is knowledge, value, skill and attitude have to go into that system, so that the knowledge inspires and gives ideas, the values give how to resolve dilemmas, how to resolve problem areas, how to be ethical with respect to the society. And the skill attained with experiential learning competence to, should be enabled to implement those activities, to create them. And that skill, when again linked to attitude, is truly creating transformational change with again all the positive benefit of knowledge enabling happening. So these are the things that need to do. And so when you are doing that, therefore you by default, a teacher, when he links learning, living and in leadership, is creating this provision in every student. Because from time immemorial, no leader has ever come without a guru. I mean, whether you are talking of, Vishwamitra was needed to, say, identify Rama's skill. His father thought, oh, he's such a small young boy, what can he do? Chanakya identified a cowherd and said he is going to be the greatest king. Aristotle looked at, say, Alexander and said he could transform. Or even, say, Dhoni was playing football and his coach identified that he could be a wicket keeper and we had India's best, cricket player and captain. So nobody at that time would have imagined. What was his exposure? Nothing. So that is where the teacher, as I said, first of all, is privileged being paid to learn and make hundreds of mistakes. And that's where your wisdom comes in from the experience. And then he is in a position to truly inspire through learning and help him create innovation and transform for living. And that living, when he creates those transformation and again enables more people to expand the scope through entrepreneurial pursuit, whether it is a business pursuit, whether it is a social pursuit, or whether it is a psychological, spiritual pursuit, the leadership. So all this is in the hands of a teacher or the educator. And again, Dr. Milind had given the wonderful explanation. So I think we are uniquely privileged people in this nation, even of just 1,450 million. You see, even Aisha says university teachers, hardly 190 million. So we are not even, we are already one in a lakh. And in that, if we are going to grumble, my university does not give this, my facility does not do this, my college doesn't do, I think we are being very, very unfair to the huge privilege that we have gained. And therefore, we truly need to understand we are the creators of the future. We have to have that self-belief, confidence and pride in ourselves and make sure that we deliver this wisdom through learning, living and leadership. Thanks once again for giving me an opportunity to share some of my thoughts. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir, for respecting everybody's time. And I could see in his speech that he was very quickly delivering things because of the time constraint. So a huge round of applause to all our panelists who, irrespective of their time constraint, were able to convey what they were trying to convey. I hope all of us will benefit from that. So before breaking for lunch, everybody wants to experience 2 minutes of meditation? Yes? Thank you so much. Now I invite Vidhi to conduct just 2 minutes of meditation. And before that, I would like to make few announcements. So we'll be breaking for lunch after the session and we'll come back by 3:30. The next session will start sharp 3:30. Then 5 o'clock is the session of Art of Conscious Teaching by Girish Bhai. So after that, from 6:30, we'll go back to a new place in an open area. We'll be doing something very exciting. So 6:30 after Girish Bhai session finishes, we'll go to Dadi Janki Park. Somebody will be guiding you where the park is. So we'll all assemble there. So these are the few announcements, and also there is a national conference at ORC, our retreat center in Delhi, the registrations for which will be open from 15th May. The details are available at www.omshantiretreat.org. The conference is from 29th September to 1st October. It is open for professors, admin heads, VCs, registrars, HODs, guides, everyone. So I hope you'll take advantage of this retreat. Now I invite Krina Didi to conduct 2 minutes of meditation.
Om Shanti. So now you have to listen to your own mind. Is it possible? Right now you listened through your ears to others. But now you have to listen to your mind, and that is meditation.
हाँ जरूर जरूर.
दीदी कह रहे हैं कि सभी के benefit के लिए
हम हिंदी में करेंगे, ठीक है? और अगर आपने आंखें बंद कर ली तो लंच टाइम है, और इसीलिए वो मेडिटेशन हो नहीं पाएगा। इसीलिए अलर्ट रहने के लिए आंखें खुली रखें। आपको चाहिए तो स्टेज पे जो पॉइंट ऑफ लाइट है उस पर आपकी आंखों को केंद्रित करें, ताकि आंखें भी डिस्ट्रैक्ट ना हो, अटेंशन बना रहे। और थोड़े सेकंड्स के लिए एक कछुए की तरह हम दुनिया की सारी बातों से, इस परिसर की भी बातों से, इस हॉल के भी कॉन्शियसनेस से, जिस सीट पर आप बैठे हैं उसकी भी कॉन्शियसनेस से, और सारी बातों को थोड़े सेकंड्स के लिए हम भूल जाएंगे, अपने को विड्रॉ करेंगे। संकल्प करें, मैं अभी अपने को टाइम अपॉइंटमेंट देना चाहता हूं, केवल अपने लिए। माना इतने सारे बैठे हैं फिर भी अब ये समय केवल मेरा है। जितना हम बाहर की दुनिया को देखना चाहते हैं, सुनना चाहते हैं, अब हम अपनी आंतरिक दुनिया की ओर जाएंगे। साक्षी होकर अपने शरीर को देखें, ये भी एक दुनिया है। अपने पेरेंट्स को और प्रकृति को दिल से धन्यवाद करें जो आपको ये शरीर प्राप्त करने में मदद की है। अब हम ऐसी सोच से शरीर के भीतर प्रवेश करें, और अब भीतर से शरीर की दीवार को स्पर्श करें, और सारी अंदर की शारीरिक दुनिया को साक्षी होकर देखें। असंख्य कण और बहुत सारी अन्य चीजों से ये पूरा मशीन कुदरती रीति से कैसे काम करता है। हर एक ऑर्गन अलग अलग होने पर भी कैसे मिलके एक दूसरे के साथ काम करते हैं। कितनी समरसता है शरीर के सारे कार्यों में। अब आप ये देखिए अंदर कि एक ऐसी चीज भी है जो इन आंखों से दिखाई नहीं दे रही है, लेकिन आ रही है, फ्लो हो रही है, जा रही है, कंटिन्यूअस एक सर्कुलेशन हो रहा है, केवल महसूस कर सकते हैं। वो है अपना श्वास। दिखता नहीं, लेकिन आता है, पूरा सर्कुलेशन करता है, जाता है। माना शरीर के भीतर ऐसी भी चीज है जो इन आंखों से दिखाई नहीं दे रही है, पर उसे भी महसूस कर रहे हैं हम। अदृश्य। अब हम शरीर में ऊपर की ओर जाएंगे, जहां हम चेहरे के पीछे आ जाए और आंखों को, कानों को, मुख को हम देख रहे हैं। कितने स्थान है जो बाहर की दुनिया से खिड़की के रूप में, द्वार के रूप में काम कर रहे हैं। अपनी सारी इंद्रियां महसूस करें। अब वहीं पर दो आंखों के पीछे अपना एक व्यक्तिगत कमरा महसूस करें, जो आंखों से दिखाई नहीं दे रहा है लेकिन बुद्धि के नेत्र से उसे देखने की कोशिश करें। दरवाजे के पास आकर दरवाजा खोलकर उस कमरे में अंदर जाकर दरवाजा बंद करें, और जैसे आप अंदर आए ये कमरा प्रकाशित स्वतः हो गया। जैसे कई घरों में कार्ड डालते ही लाइट शुरू हो जाती है, ऐसे ये कमरे में जाते ही, प्रवेश करते ही कमरा प्रकाश से भरपूर हो गया है। जब दरवाजे की तरफ मुड़ के देखा तो उस पे लिखा था पास्ट, भूतकाल, जो अभी तक हुआ वो सब अब दरवाजे के पीछे है। दरवाजा बंद है। सामने भी एक दरवाजा है जिस पे लिखा है भविष्य, वो दरवाजा भी ऑलरेडी बंद है। अब हम सब अपने अपने व्यक्तिगत कमरे में इस वर्तमान पल में अपने को महसूस कर रहे हैं। हम कौन है? अभी हमें यही महसूस हो रहा है कि हम प्रकाश है, दूसरा तो कुछ भी नहीं है नजर आ रहा। ये मेरा वास्तविक स्वरूप मुझे महसूस हो रहा है, मैं प्रकाश का स्वरूप हूं, एनर्जी का स्रोत हूं। एक सितारे की तरह दिव्य प्रभा फैलाने वाला हूं। शक्तिशाली हूं और इस क्षण में बिल्कुल शांत बैठा हूं। कोई एक्टिविटी के साथ मेरा कनेक्शन नहीं है। मैं स्वतंत्र, मुक्त, इंडिपेंडेंट, केवल अपने वास्तविक स्वरूप में हूं। यही मेरा सत्य स्वरूप है, प्रकाश का सूक्ष्मते सूक्ष्म बिंदु, द सोर्स ऑफ लाइफ, द सोर्स ऑफ लाइट। मैं एक चैतन्य आत्मा हूं और अपनी शक्ति को प्रकाश के रूप से सारे शरीर में अंग अंग तक फैला रहा हूं। मेरा पूरा शरीर भी प्रकाश से भर रहा है और अब यही प्रकाश शरीर से भी निकलकर मेरे तुरंत वातावरण में फैल रहा है। सब तरफ इसका एहसास शांति के रूप में, शक्ति के रूप में फैल रहा है। मैं एक दिव्यता का स्वरूप आत्मा हूं, चमकता हुआ सितारा। महसूस करें अपने स्वरूप को। अब हम वापस दो आंखों के पीछे अपने व्यक्तिगत कमरे में रहते हुए अपने शरीर के भान में आएंगे, कर्म भूमि पर लौटेंगे, लेकिन ये अपना अस्तित्व सदा अपने स्मृति में रखना है। मैं आत्मा ये शरीर को चला रही हूं, मैं आत्मा इस शरीर का मालिक हूं। ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम।